Parshas Boy has a few of the makas that occurred in Mitzrayim, one of them being makas choshech. The pasuk says, "Leiro ish esachiv, v'leikamu ish mitachtov shloishes yomim, u'lechol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'mayishvaysam." So we know that there were different levels of the makas of choshech. The makas of choshech was for 6 days. And the pasuk tells us, so for 3 days, the stronger 3 days of the makas choshech, but you should know, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, how ya'or b'mei shvayisam, there was light. A simple question, why does the pasuk have to tell us there was light? If you want to tell us like some of the other makas that we know, you could say is that there was the makas of choshech didn't hit klai. So what is the pasuk trying to stress? L'chol b'nei Yisrael, how ya'or b'mei shvayisam, it was light. The Dvash Lafi quotes Zohar HaKadosh. We know that during the Makkah of Choshech, aside from the fact that it was a Makkah that afflicted the Mitzrayim, it was also a time that all those who did not want to go out of Mitzrayim, did not want the Geulas Mitzrayim, they died during Makkah's Choshech. And the reason why they died during Makas Choshech was there shouldn't be a Chil Hashem that the Mitzrayim should see that the Jews would die. Zokt the Dvash Lafi in the Shem in the Zoya that the Geula Hasida, the Mashiach is going to come, we're going to have the ultimate Geula. There's going to be 15 days of Choshech. And during those 15 days of Choshech, anyone that does not want the Geula Hasida is going to die during those 15 days of Choshech. Scary thought. There's a Maisa, they say from Ibn Nachum at Chernobyl. There was a time where he was traveling and he came to an inn. And he was going to sleep over. Chatzais came, he got up, and he started saying, Tikkun Chatzais. He was making a lot of noise. So the owner of the inn comes downstairs and says, "What's going on over here? It's midnight. Well, what's happening?" So Nachum says, "I'm saying Tikkun Chatzais." He says, "What is this Tikkun Chatzais about?" The owner of the inn was a Yid. He says, "It's a time where we dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom and cry over, that we should have that Geula Hasida." He says, "The Geula Hasida? Oh, very nice." He runs upstairs and tells his wife, "You want to know what the racket is downstairs? The racket is that this rabbi, he's downstairs and he's dominating that there's going to be a Geula Hasida. That's more wonderful." His wife says, "Yeah, but what's going to be? We have over here, we have our inn, we have a farm, we have animals. What's going to be with that?" He says, "Oh, it's a good question." He runs back downstairs to Nachum. He says, "My wife has a good question. What are we going to do with all of our stuff? Our animals, our farm, our inn, what are we going to do?" So Nachum says, "The Cossacks could come at any point in time and take everything from you. It's not like it's yours and it's yours to stay. So at least you're going to go to Israel, you're going to go to Israel, we're going to have people go see this, so you'll be good." He says, "Oh, good answer." He runs back upstairs, tells his wife, "The Rebbe has a good answer to your question. The Cossacks were scared of them and they can come and they can take all of our stuff. I mean..." So his wife says, "Please go tell the Rebbe that he should daven, that he should take the Cossacks with him to the Geula Hasida, to the show, and leave us over here with our farm and our inn and our animals." As I said before, we have to want the Geula Hasida. Those that don't, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, they're going to die in the Choshech that's going to come right before the Geula Hasida. The Nachal Kedumim says, in this pasuk, it says the words "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hoya." Right before the word "or," "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hoya or b'mayshvaysam." The words right before "or," the seifei tevis of "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hoya" is "laila," night. And Nachal Kedumim is explaining that the pasuk is telling you a chiddush. Aside from the fact that during the day, the daylight hours when it's light, anyways. The Mitzrayim had Makas Choshech, so obviously if Makas Choshech didn't affect Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael had light. But even at night, during the Laila, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Hoya, during the Laila, Klai Yisrael were also zeichet to have light. There was a double nace. Aside from the fact that they didn't have choshech, but even during the nighttime, every other time of the year, there's darkness for Mitzrayim, darkness for Klai Yisrael, darkness for everyone. Baruch Hashem made a nace, and there was light for Klai Yisrael. He says weiter that the gematria of Ur is equal Bo'adar, in Adar. We know that we just started Chodesh Shvat, but we're a little more than 15, we're a little more than 30 Yom Kedem Achag, so I don't know if I'm allowed to say this yet, but maybe we start a little bit early. Then he says that this is talking about the Mapala, the falling of Haman, when we say in the Pasuk, La Yehudim Hoysa Oira, the light. So when it says is the Ur, the light, Bo'adar, there's going to be a light for Klal Yisrael in Adar, which is the Maisa of Pur. Ramshik quotes the Yalkut. It says in the Yalkut that Klal Yisrael was zeicha to the Geula, they were zeicha to go out of Mitzrayim in the schus of their moon. Another state in the Yalkut. Fact the Ramshik. Where do we see Klal Yisrael demonstrating their emunah? Zoktim Ram Sheikh Meredik Fasha. During Makas Choshech. Think about it. Makas Choshech, the Mitzrayim, their captors, the ones who were keeping Klal Yisrael enslaved, were frozen. We know the last 3 days they couldn't move. No, they couldn't see, they couldn't move, they were stuck. The ones that didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, the Yidden, they died. But the ones that wanted to leave, why didn't they leave? This is an opportune time. The Mitzrayim cannot do anything. This is the time. Run! So after Namshik, the Klal Yisrael showed their moon in their Baruch Hashem. Their Baruch Hashem said, I'm not done with the Mitzrayim yet. Now I want you to go and go ask for, go find out, go look in their homes, go find out where their gold and silver is. So when you ask them, we know the Medrash tells us that when you ask the Mitzrayim, you know, to borrow their silver and their gold, and they're going to say, what silver and gold? You say, oh, the one in the closet on top. That's what they're busy doing. Instead of running away. Because the Rebbeinu Shem told them, now is not the time. I still have another Makkah, we're going to bring the other Makkah still, and now is not the time. That was a tremendous emunah that the Klal Yisrael demonstrated. And as we know, it says in Mishlei, Kiner Mitzvah V'Teir Ur, that the Iker of Ur, what is light all about? Light is Teir. The whole thing of light, of what we have of light, is Teir. And when the Pasuk says, U'luchol b'nei Yisrael ha'yo Ur, all of Klal Yisrael b'nei Yisrael had Ur, ha'yo Ur, there was light. What is the light referring to? The light of the Teir. Why? Because of the Amunah. They were zeichah to the Torah. The mountain Torah and Yitzis Mitzrayim are connected, they're intertwined. In this chus that Klal Yisrael had emunah, they were zeichah to the Ur, which is the Torah, and he says that the word b'moy shvaysam means in their staying. This pshat that where's the emunah? B'moy shvaysam, that they stayed put. Not the Moshe Rasam Parsha means Hayar Moshe Rasam, in their dwellings they had Ur, but the Mamshik says is Ben Moshe Rasam means in that they stayed there and they didn't leave. It was a time to run away, an opportune time. Run, you're free. No, we have a moon in the Baruch Hashem. The Baruch Hashem said, stay now. Now is not time to leave. They believe in the Baruch Hashem, and that's the way they were zeicher to the Ur of Torah. The Chassan Sefer quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that Choshech, the thickness, was dark as a gold dinner. What does that mean? Some Sefer says that before Makas Choshech, during the other Makas, the Mitzrayim wanted Klal Yisrael out. They were getting hit with the Makas, they were being afflicted with the Makas, and they wanted Klal Yisrael to leave. Pare kept on hardening his heart, you know, Vayechzak, Vayechad, Vayachbe. Pare was the one who was being stubborn and said no. But the Mitzrayim were getting hit with terrible Makas. They wanted them to leave. What happened? After Klal Yisrael left, the Mitzrayim wanted to chase it. The Pasuk says in Mefurish that it was the Mitzrayim said, why did you send them out? You shouldn't have sent them out. What happened? What was the change? So the Parshat Pshat is that until Makas Choyshech, when the Klai Yisrael went around to find out where the silver and gold was, and then Klai Yisrael asked to borrow it. When the Klai Yisrael had their money, now all of a sudden they forgot their Bnei Yisrael. Until then they realized, the Mitzrayim realized, that there was the Bnei Yisrael in the world. We know that the Dam, maybe the Chatumim Mitzrayim could do it. Sadeya, maybe the Chatumim Mitzrayim could do it. They came to Kinim, and the Chatumim Mitzrayim says, we no longer can do it. It's too small. And the Makis, it was a Yad Hashem. They were masking that it was a Yad Hashem. So the Yad Hashem, they were saying, the Yad, it's obvious that God is hitting us. It's the hand of God is hitting us. So let the Jews out. So when you let the Jews out, why are you chasing after them? If you didn't remember what happened, he says is the thickness of the gold dinar, which means is that the money, they lost everything. Then and he says, explains further, that in the darkness, you could say during all the makis, maybe if I cared, during the other makis, they're getting hit. But, you know, they didn't have time to think about it. They had one maka, and then they went back to life, and then they got another maka. They didn't have time to think about it. Because makas choshev was an opportune time to think about what's going on in the world. You know, we live in a very fast-paced world. You know, people don't have time to stop and think about what's happening around them. Mitzrayim had 3 days for sure, maybe 6 days. You know, the 3 days they couldn't see, but 3 days they mamish couldn't even move. What else are you going to do? You have time to think. He says, but with all that, with all that thinking and everything that they did when it came to the gold dinner, that was it. After our money, we're running. The Ben Yishchayil says that there are 6,000 years of Olam Hazeh. All 6,000 years are years of darkness. There's one thing that's a light in this world, and that's the Or HaTorah. Torah is the only thing that can guide us, that can give us a flashlight so we can guide our way in this world. He says otherwise it's complete darkness. The Chiddush HaRim says, he says a little cute shot in the beginning of this pasuk of Lo ish esachir Lo kamu ish mitachtav. Lo ish, a person did not see esachir, he didn't see his friend, which means that when we're living in this world, we're down here in Olam Hazeh, we have to be conscientious and know what's around us. We can't live in our own little darkness and not see anything around us. People sit and they want to, you know, mind their own business and never pay attention to anything around them. He says, if you see the tzara of your friend, you see your friend is an ace tzara, and you like roish esachik, they didn't see their friend, you ignored it, then like kamu ish mitachtav, you can never raise yourself in this world. In this world, we have as chayvus to look around us and try to make what's around us better. Aside from working on ourselves and ruchnius, we also have to care about our fellow people. There's it in the chiddush here. And the shachal teira says that this Ur is the Ur of Olam Haba. That's what this light is. He said, this light came down at this point in time as the Ur Olam Haba. We know the Ur was from the Bria, from the beginning of the creation of the world. There was a very strong Ur, and the Baruch Shalom hid it away. And he says as it was brought out over here, how your Ur B'mayish Vesem Klai Yisrael got this unbelievable Ur. Klai Yisrael was zeicha to this Ur because they had a moon in their Baruch Shalom, and because of the moon in their Baruch Shalom, they would zeicha to the Teriyak Teisha. And that's why the Pasuk is telling us, stressing, v'chol b'nei Yisrael, ha'yo Ur b'may Shvaisam, they were zeicha to the Ur of Teriyah because of their May Shvaisam, because they had a moon in their Baruch Shalom. And they were able to acknowledge that everything is run by the Baruch Shalom. There's a story that there was an amusement park. In the amusement park, there was one of these scary, very scary ghost rides. And there was an older person there with his kids. They had older kids, and they're waiting to go on this ride. They claim it to be the scariest ride you've ever been on in your life. And if you're under 15 years old, you can't go on it because it's going to go crazy. You're going to be mamish ice mash. And he notices there's a little 7-year-old kid on the line, and he's giggling and he's laughing like nothing is happening. And he's shocked. He goes over to this kid and he says, aren't you scared? You're going to be yelling. You're going to be screaming. They claim this is the scariest ride. Well, what are you doing here? So the kid looks at him and laughs and says, you see that guy over there? That middle-aged guy, Albert Ball, that guy over there? He says, yeah. He says, that's my father. He's the one that's controlling the switch over there. If he even hears me yell for one second he hears me yell, he's going to shut off the machine. All the lights are going to go off. And all you're going to see is silly plastic things. You're not going to see anything. It's not going to be scary anymore. It's when you realize who's running the world, the choshech of this world. You have to be cognizant that it's all the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam is running this world and no one else but the Ribono Shel Olam. A little bit later in the parasha, the pasuk says, "Tikkul Yudbeis pasuk Lamidhei." Uvnei Yisrael asu kedvar Moshe. Kol Yisrael did like the words of Moshe. Vayishalu miMitzrayim, and they borrowed from the Mitzrim chli chesef uchleizav usmalos. They borrowed vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and smolis are clothing. There's also a word slomis, the mem and the lamed interchanged, and the word salma, and according to some explanations there's no such two words that are the same. Salma also means clothing, slomis also means clothing, but slomis means shvacha clothing and not important clothing, cheap clothing, and smolis means choshev clothing. Which is why it says that, if you notice in the order of the pasuk, it says klei chesed, which is silver, klei zov is gold, usmalos. So it's very chashuv clothing. The Sifrei Chacham actually explains that the order should be going up. Wouldn't you think the smalos should be first? If you're going in order of not so important to importance, so say smalos, you think even chashuv clothing you would think is less than chesed, then it should be smalos, kesef, and zov. So he says that the Mitzrayim, this is a Klai Yisrael borrowing this stuff from the Mitzrayim. If you borrow silver and you borrow gold, Klai Yisrael are going to return silver and gold. Clothing, not every clothing fits the next person. So they were scared that Klai Yisrael were going to tailor it. They were going to tailor it to their needs and they wouldn't get it back. So there was more to the Mitzrayim. Giving the smolos was more important to them, more chashuv to them. Of course, it hurt them more to give that away because that they thought they weren't going to get back. There's it, Mrs. Sechel. Okay, I'm going to ask a kasha now. Maybe a little bit complicated, not really, but we'll try to make it very, very clear. Parashat Shmos, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis. The Ribono Shel Olam, Moshe comes to the snare. The Ribono Shel Olam gives a forecast, tells Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what's going to happen. And the pasuk says, "V'shoal isha mishchenta u'migoras beisa klei chesef u'klei zahav u'smolis." The Ribono Shel Olam says, "This is what's going to happen. Klai Yisrael are going to take out. They're going to borrow from the Mitzrayim klei chesef u'klei zahav u'smolis." Exactly what the Ribono Shel Olam said. There's one big problem with this. In Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, this is the Tzivoy. Pasuk Aleph in Kapitel Yud Beis says, Yayme Hashem El Moshe, this is the Ribono Shel Olam telling Moshe, Oynege Echad Avik, and so on. Daber no, the Ribono Shel Olam telling Moshe, Daber no, Be'oz Neom, speaking to the ears of Klal Yisrael, V'yishalu Ish Me Eisre Yehu, and they should ask of the Mitzrayim, V'yishu Me Eisre Yusa, Klei Chesed U'Klei Zov. Where did the smallies go? There's no smallies. What's even more perplexing, which I find to be even more sure, bothers me even more, is that our pasuk says Asu Kedvar Moshe. If it wouldn't say the word Asu Kedvar Moshe, so you could explain. The Ribono Shel Olam said what's going to happen. The facts are they're going to take smolis. We have over here the facts are true. They took smolis. The Ribono Shel Olam didn't command them to take it. Okay, fine. Why they took it, we don't know. But the pasuk says Asu Kedvar Moshe. They did like the words of Moshe. How could the pasuk say it? They did like the words of Moshe, which is what the command of the Ribono Shel Olam was, when the pasuk does not say it. Where did the smolis come in? Second kasha. The pasuk right before we have over here, V'uvnei Yisrael, this one that we're discussing, and Kapitel Yud Beis pasuk Lamed Hey, pasuk Lamed Dalet said, "Va'yisa es ha'om es b'tzeket herem yachmatz." Misharoisam tshuos desimoisam al shechman. So Klaiso took the matzah, it was before it became chametz, they took the dough, they wrapped it up in smolos, and they put it over their shoulders. The Farshim explained that it was a tremendous chutzah Klaiso, that they were machshev the mitzvah, the hachana, they didn't put it on animals, they wanted to put it on their shoulders. But the pasuk says, what did they wrap it in? Desimoisam. What are the simloisim? Pashtus, the way we explained before, salmas is rags, and smolis are chashav of the godim. Klayis were avodim, they didn't have smolis. This is the smolis. So the psukim are out of order. First, the pasuk should say, the tater should say, uvenei yisal asu kedva moishe, v'yishul nisayim klei chazaz av usmolis. They borrowed smolis. And then the pasuk, the tater should continue, v'yisa emes b'sekoi, tarim yechem shesim shibsayim. What do they do with the simloisim that they borrowed? They use it to wrap the matzah, the dough. So the psukim seem out of order. Two kashas. Zerikeach says that the reason why the Baruch Shalom didn't command in the pasuk that has the command and does not say smolos, he says it's because this was a command to the men and the women. He says that the women, only the women were commanded to take smolis, not the men. He doesn't explain why. Maybe this is because the women go shopping more than men. He doesn't explain why is it for women. So when the commander, Rosh Hashanah, was talking to everyone, he didn't say smolis. When it says what they did, he was speaking about everyone. Lamaisa, the Noshim took, like the Rosh Hashanah said. The Rav says, Vajim Bat Nura says that the Baruch Shalom wanted Klaisel to take smolis. He didn't want to be Matriach Klaisel. To take a piece of gold, a small piece of gold is worth X amount of dollars. To take that, get that same amount of dollar value in smolis and clothing is going to be a big schlep. So the Baruch Shalom didn't want to be Matriach Klaisel. He talked about wanted them to take it out, but he didn't want to be Matriach then. Chaskuni says that it was no command. The taka was no command. He doesn't answer our question of also kedam moshe. I don't know what he's doing with those words, but he says that there was no command. The Baruch Shalom asked for smolis. Why did they want smolis? He says when they were going to go into the midbar, they were having yamun tayin. They wanted to show chavivis to the Baruch Shalom. They wanted to show that they had a halal for the Baruch Shalom. So they would want to dress up in fancy clothing. When they were leaving with shine, they were leaving with the tattered clothing. They wanted to be more presentable for their Baruch Shalom. Shumas Hadeshin says that Klai Yisrael, the Baruch Shalom wanted them to take the smolis, but the Baruch Shalom was scared. Kaviyachol, he feared that Klai Yisrael would take the smolis and they would not do the proper things with it. They would do chaton with it. These were smolis from the Mitzrayim. They were full of tumas Mitzrayim. There's a hashpa on the clothing. Even the clothing have hashpa. So the Baruch Shalom, he wanted them to take the smolis. He wanted them to take it out of Mitzrayim, to elevate the smolis. Everything in this world, we can elevate it. The Baruch Shalom wanted them to do it, but he didn't want to command them when they did it. So the Baruch Shalom was happy. Shaitan the Mincha Balula in Kapitel in Parshas Yisrei, Kapitel Yutes Pasuk Yud, and Klal Yisrael are getting ready for Matan Torah. I wondered for years, what does it mean, v'chipsu simoisim? They're washing their clothing. And the pasuk says it three times over here. What's v'chip? We're busy with washing their clothing. So the Mincha Balula says it's not talking about clothing, but rather it's a remnant of their midos. He's talking about Klai Yisrael had to prepare themselves, they had to wash out, to clean out their guf. Simoisim meaning their guf. Had to purify himself. Maybe that's the pshat over here. Also, according to Mincha Balula, the klichafes are the smolis, that they have to take the smolis, elevate their midas. They have to take out the klichafes and the smolis. Even in the Tumas Mitzrayim, there were good midas to be found. It says in the Svarim Haktoshim, they talk about Nitzvetze Hakadusha, which we're not going to go into, but there's such a concept of even in Tumah, there's something good to be taken out of, and Klai Yisrael were gained during that. The Gemara Chagiga, the Achtez Bav says, the Baruch Shalom didn't want to hear from what Rav Meir said, because Rav Meir's Rebbe was Acher. And Acher was unfortunately went off the derech. Elisha ben Avuya. But the Maase, the Gemara says, is that the mayor was able to take out, like a pomegranate, was able to pick it out. The mayor himself, he could learn Torah even from Acher. So actually, Kal Yisrael were able to take out of these smallies, they were on a high mandrake at this point, and even though it was a little bit of a scary thing to do, but Kal Yisrael would take out from the smallies, take out the good of the smallies. Perhaps with all this background we can understand now what Osuk Edva Moshe is. The Pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael Osuk Edva Moshe Shalom Mitzrayim Pechaz HaVazav Usmolis." The Rebbeinu Shalom commanded them, it was implicit. The Pasuk doesn't say it, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't say it outright. Maybe it's because he was scared that they would not, that they didn't want to give them the Nesayim, that they would fail. But the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted them to take it out. What's the Raya? The Raya is the order of the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk tell us? Vayisa ha'omes v'tzeke terem yechmatz mishayroisam tzruyis b'samoisam ha'shechma. What do they do with these smallies? They use it for a mitzvah. They use it to prepare for a mitzvah. After it says that, now the Torah, even though it seems chronologically it shouldn't be like that, but the Torah is being made. Now that we know that Klai Yisrael took these smallies and did the right thing with it, they took these smallies and used it and elevated the smallies. So now the Pasuk could say, Uvenei so also kidva Moshe. Now that they did the right thing with the smallies, they elevated the smallies, now it's also kidva Moshe. They did like the words of Moshe. Had they wouldn't have done that, then it wasn't also kidva Moshe. But because they were able to take the smallies and elevate its level, they were able to use the able to possibly say also kidva Moshe. They say Moshe from Chaim Misanz, that there was a gabbai in town. He was the gabbai tzedakah, and Chaim was walking around town, and he said this kedusha coming from his house. So Chaim knocked on his door. He says he walked around. He's got this kedusha somewhere. He found the closet. He pointed to it. There was priest's clothing there. Priest. He says, "What's the story?" Chaim asked the gabbai, "What's the story?" And then the gabbai told him, "Nice to show you, kachoye." Every week Thursday, I think it was, he collects money from all the people in town for the aniyim and he gives it out. One week he collected money, he gave it all out, and a guy comes knocking on his door and says, "I'm desperate, I need it." He says, "Why didn't you come to me before? I already knocked on everyone's door." He says, "Please," he was crying, he went out again a second time. He got bizarreness, he went out a second time, he collected money, he got all the money. He went back home. A third guy came knocking on his door. He says, "How can I have the chutzpah to go out again? I asked these people twice already. They're going to make fun of me." So he said, the guy was crying, "Please, please, Gabe, please, I need money." So he went to the local tavern, and there was a young mechutzif over there, and he says, "Please, guys, give me money. You're making fun of him." He said, "I'll give you money on one condition. I'll give you the whole thing, everything you need for this ani. One condition. You're going to take, there used to be a priest in town, you're going to take his clothes, you're going to put it on, you're going to walk through all the streets of town, we're going to be, me and my friends are going to be standing behind with drums and they're making noise, everyone should see, and then I'll give you the whole thing." And he did it, he says, for this only to have the money, he should be able to have food, he did it. And with this chus, he took priest's clothing and elevated the clothing. Everyone should have a good chance.